Welcome to Carousel Radio,
the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Coming up
in this show,
Johnny Schachter
has a story about meeting Donald Trump.
He's terrible.
We will hear from writer and artist Eleanor Ree and writer Sam Castlewood.
We've got news about Carousel Music Festival and a song from Beat Express.
Rewritten a story called Tale of Flatbridge.
But first, we'd like to talk about going up to London on the 19th of May to the British Broadcast Awards. This is our story. So my name is Fran Reynolds and the weather outside is nice and sunny and I'm really excited. We're going to the British Broadcast Awards to see if we've won an award for Carousel Radio. It's the Represents Award. On the train, we've got myself, Fran, Dave and Liz from Carousel, and Tabitha from Carousel Radio. I'm really excited because this is the first time at Carousel Radio I've been up for an award.
Can you see St Paul's Cathedral?
That big one. You got Buckingham Palace near St Paul's Cathedral.
Right, two more stops, I think.
That doesn't look right. Speak to Star.
And we were amazed later once we won the award.
And the award goes to a podcast that platforms voices you genuinely feel have been filtered out of UK media. Yeah. Refreshing and totally unpredictable, this is a highly original listen. The winner of the Represent Award is Carousel Radio. Yeah!
Carousel Radio.
Winners of the Gold Award in the Represent category of the British Podcast Awards 2018.
When our awards came up, there was us, Most Elite came second and Our Voices came third. When they said Carousel Radio, I was like really happy. So what happened was, as soon as we got our name called out, we went up on stage. Josh Whittacombe shook our hand and gave us the award. We were going to do a speech, but we couldn't. had a photo done instead. Then a man took us out to have an interview done. I remember what was on the speech. Thank you to Paul for helping us. Thank you to Gareth for supporting us. Thank you for Radio Reverb for helping us with the show. Thank you to Johnny and Sam for their stories and poems.
Well, as soon as the news came in, I thought, oh my goodness, we've literally won an award. And it's like, we're going to get more listeners as soon as we start doing more and more shows. So new features and interviewing new people with disabilities.
I was like, yay, oh my God. I emailed loads of people on the train in our show today and a few people have responded.
I will send it on social media to my family, my parents and so forth and my aunties and uncles. And they might be just really over the moon for me, I think. And my friends at work too. So it's, I never felt so excited in my lifetime.
Davitt had pizza down him. Before we met up, Davitt bought some pizza and had pizza down him.
Yeah, I got it on my shirt. I enjoyed it.
It was really good fun. I really enjoyed it. I especially loved meeting Max Brannan, aka Jake Wood.
From EastEnders.
You are listening to the award winning Carousel Radio.
Welcome along to the show.
My name is Johnny Schachter. I'm introducing you now to Meet the Trump Family. Johnny Schachter meets the Trump family. Oh boy, shouts President Trump. Johnny Schachter's coming over for supper to meet my family. He is my hero. An hour later, Johnny arrives at the White House. He knocks on the door and says, Donnie Trumpy has invited me over for supper. I have not had this much fun in donkey years. Come in, says the Wizard of Schnoz. That's a horse of a different color. Donnie beams and says, look at the dinner table. For the appetizers, we have smoked salmon and cream cheese on bagels. For the main course is baked pheasant in a lovely cream sauce with rice, rabbit turmeric, and roast potatoes. For afters is Gouda cheese and camembert with crackers, a full cheese board, to supper meat with your approval. In walks Ivanka, President Trump's daughter, and Melania, President Trump's wife. Johnny shouted and cried, I'm so upset. I feel guilty. I came all the way here on a pretense. I'm marrying your wife, Melania, and adopting your daughter, Ivanka. Your wife is so lovely and beautiful, and Ivanka is such a lovely child. You have a lovely wife and such a sweet child. Donnie said, you have hurt my feelings, Johnny. I went to a lot of trouble making you such a nice supper. You have upset me. This was a lot of trouble. I thought that you were a really nice guy. Feel this. President Trump is about to hit Johnny, but Johnny ducks. So Trump misses and hits Ivanka by mistake. Ivanka started to cry and says, you hurt me. Oh, Johnny, will you please be my daddy instead of this horrid, evil man? In walks the judge of the Supreme Court of the United States, Colleen. Johnny, here are the divorce papers separating Melania and Donald, the adoption papers so that Ivanka will be your daughter, and your marriage license so you can marry Melania. Everybody sign the papers. Johnny tried to escape, but Colleen Matham grabbed him and said, you are not getting off so easily because I saw you hit Ivanka. Hey, roast pheasant and cream sauce and a lovely cheese board on the table. Oh, how lovely. So they all had a big feast and the police came and put Johnny Trumpy behind bars for assault and battery. He's impeached from the presidency for good. Yeah.
Hello, my name's Eleanor Button. I'm Eleanor Ree on Facebook. I do like writing poems. I like writing stories, just generally recording my feelings sometimes. Other people have told me conforming is good. And my family thinks, quite frankly, and they've said this to me, being normal is good, which I really agree with to a slight extent, but I very much believe in being different and having character. So this is Love Is by Eleanor Ree. Love is a friend, the start until the end. That makes sense? Because lovers that make love, friends that make love, and such, ends or good love lasts until the end. Until the end. Yes. I'm from a small little village in Hampshire. I lived in Brighton for 5 years. Basically, I've always been interested in art. My first memory of making art was just drawing for hours when I was young, like age 4. I remember things like more freestyle creative, like when I was about literally age 4, probably same day I did some drawing. I asked my mum if I could dress up as a woman and I put lipstick all over my mouth and wore a massive woman's skirt and a woman's coat and looked really silly in the street. And I always like dressing up, so that's really fun. My relationship with colours is very strong. I enjoy colours and the emotions of colours. Orange is compromise to me. Red is fire and passion. And all the other warm colours are warm and loving, really. You might have seen me in the street in Brighton. I wear orange every second of every day, even when I sleep. Red started out first colour for me. That is my main colour that really is in my heart. But it's turned to orange and all sorts of warm colours. The title of this poem is Me and Colour, or Me in Colour. My mind seems so empty and plain, then the red comes in, so venomous and strange. The orange, my orange, you darling, my babe, is so empathetic and relieves my pain. I compromise colour, an alternate to red, the colour that I embrace. You are my fiery side, ruffled, muffled, catatonic and strange. Muff, ruff, men and it seems near the end. And then my love and language comes out and feeds into each equally the same. My love, my heart, is equal to a mysterious orange girl at her fate, and she manages company for 4 seconds and then regresses into something. with writing and any type of art, you've got to live a reasonable amount to enjoy and make good art, because you've got to have that inspiration. And inspiration from, say, movies or other forms of art, that is good, but that isn't enough. You've got to live and enjoy your life and have a bit of fun. So to make stuff, and emotions definitely encourage me to write art. When I have strong emotions, I want to express it by writing. I really want to get recognised for my art. Like, I like making fine art on a page, like, visual scale, almost equally as much as I like writing. And I could see myself getting into making poems and reading them equally as I could see myself making art. But to be honest, I feel like there's more scope in art. And like they say, actions speak louder than words, and art is more action than writing on the page. But I still feel that reading poems at open mics and stuff is really good. I really want to get recognised for my art and make a living out of it. I want to get a career out of it.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Online and on digital, this is Carousel Radio, first for news.
The Rock House Festival.
The best and most forward-thinking integrated music night in the UK is getting bigger and taking over the Green Door Store for a whole day.
When?
It's on Saturday, 28th of July, 2018, 1 till 10 p.m.
What does it cost?
£10 all day, £6 for half a day, and carers go free.
Headline band.
You've got Beat Express, Too Hot for Candy, Fuzzbomb Flash Band, and Louis Walton. Plus more to be announced.
Get tickets.
Look up The Rock House on brownpapertickets.com. I think people should go because I think the vibe is excellent, and I think they're going to all go and enjoy themselves. So come along and enjoy yourselves.
The Rock House Festival.
One of the bands playing at the Rock House Festival is Beat Express. I love Beat Express because they performed at my old school. And also, I know Chris Ryder, who plays the drums. He's really good. The name of the song is Do You Want a Boogie?
Do you want a boogie? I'm sure you want a boogie. Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
3, 2, 1, let's boogie.
Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
I'm sure you want a boogie.
Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
3, 2, 1, let's boogie.
Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
Sure you want a boogie.
Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
3, 2, 1, let's boogie.
Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
Sure you want a boogie.
Do you want a boogie? Do you want a boogie?
3, 2, 1, let's boogie.
Thank you. boogie? Sure you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? 3, 2, 1, let's boogie! Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Sure you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? 3, 2, 1, let's boogie! Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Sure you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? 3, 2, 1, let's boogie! Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Sure you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? Do you wanna boogie? 3, 2, 1, let's boogie!
That was Do You Wanna Boogie by Beat Express. It was taken from the album Steaming, and you can get that at beat-express.bandcamp.com. beat-express.bandcamp.com. We will be playing music from bands with a learning disability in future shows.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward. The Bullies Always Win by Sam Castell Ward. I was always bullied for anything my classmates could hold against me. When I shouted back at them, they laughed at my anger. Anything I did was funny. Now the classroom is online. It never goes away. You think you delete it, people can retrieve it. It could ruin all your days. The playground goes on to when you're fully grown, just behind a screen. If you shout back, then you'll be trapped, all of your views demeaned. You can have your opinion, display to others you have different views. You think you can hide, but you find fame of the worst kind. The bullies are still after you. I break free out of this web and call out to see my friends. I can't stand their behaviour. I'll do them a favour. Some alternatives I'll recommend. The people I felt close to are now slipping away. They think, what an idiot. Things grow awkward and distant. This punishment keeps me at bay. Now everywhere feels like a playground. I'm scared of what I should say. Even the private public, I'm sure they'll be suffering whether I'm quiet or brave. The bullies now have the power to make life worse for communities. You fight back in rage, then you're the one who's hateful. You lose when they control how you're seen.
Somewhere in England by Forest, there is a river. The only way of crossing the river is by a black bridge. Crossing the black bridge leads you to a village. The village is old-fashioned with old dusty shops selling books on magic, shops selling candles, a bakery, a tailor's, a shop selling hats of all shapes and sizes. In this village, the strangest things happen, and you hear the most bizarre stories, tales of Black Bridge.
At the edge of the village stands an orange and yellow brick house. Inside the house lives two old ladies called Macabella and Pedrella. The house is filled with multicoloured potions and wooden beams. Pedrella says, Macabella, the potion is ready. It's turned bright green. She pours the potion into a cup and passes it to a young girl called Rella. Rella is a 7-year-old who has never grown bigger than 2 foot tall. Rella was brought to the old ladies by her father, the town carpenter, who is desperate for their help. Rella drinks the potion in one gulp. Macabella gasps and looks through the window. Outside, the whole village has turned blue. The trees are blue, the grass is blue, the road has turned blue. People could not believe their eyes.
Oh my God, I can't see.
Macabella says to Pedrella, oh no, the potion must be wrong. We'll have to start again. So Rella stayed 2 foot tall and the village stayed blue until it faded away later that night. It was just another strange day, another tale of Blackbridge.
It's the end of the show.
So look out for new shows on iTunes or on the Carousel website, which is carousel.org.uk.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning, disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
Please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment. I would feel very sad if it wasn't here.
I've learned how to make a podcast.
And love going out and about to discover the sounds of life and meeting people.
Thank you for listening to Carousel Radio.
Tune in to our next show.
Goodbye!